Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast all about how are we going to optimize our aging process. We're bombarded every day with oxidative damage. So I'm here with Rachel Varga, who is a double board certified aesthetic nurse who really has an interest in helping us to get the best results from our aesthetic treatments, treating oxidative stress as it impacts the skin. Welcome to the podcast, Rachel.
It's fantastic to be here. Thanks for having me, Dr. K.
Yeah, so tell me all about yourself a little bit. I know you're from Canada, and then I want to hear all about oxidative stress and how our treatments can go better if we're, bathed in antioxidants.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I frequent the California area because that is the hub for plastic surgery and aesthetics conferences. And there's been some shifts actually in the industry that I've seen since I started in 2011. One of the observations that I made from some of my patients was, why were some of my patients getting better results than others? Why were some of them coming to see me for the very first time, aged 60 to 90, and they actually looked better? And they had more collagen in their skin than even those that I would see in their 20s and 30s. What was that? So as a researcher, I published various papers and last year one on oxidative stress. I really put my observations to paper. And
Where
what
was
this
that published? Because I know everyone's going to want to go look it up. So tell us where to find that paper.
Absolutely. You can find it over on my website, theschoolofradiance.com, and head to the research tab and you'll actually see some other articles that I've written too for eye rejuvenation, jawline rejuvenation, and much more. Now, this concept hasn't really been spoken of enough, in my opinion, in the aesthetics industry, especially if it's something that's so valuable to help us get the best rejuvenation outcomes. Now, what's going on in our environment is actually, I think, impacting things like adverse events. So basically, the paper was a safety piece and even helped practitioners learn how to identify the visible signs of oxidative stress, which is kind of like red, puffy darkness to the eyes, irritation to the skin, so inflammation around the eyes, around the mouth. We'll typically actually see this in the fall and winter. And what I'm seeing now is actually the shift in medical aesthetics to include more of the longevity practices as well. So happy to get into that, but that's just kind of my journey and what I've been observing over the last couple of years in the industry.
It's so interesting you say that. I definitely have noticed very similarly that, and I do look carefully at someone's skin when I first start treating them. Are they puffy? Do they have a red undertone? And is there like an inflammatory vascularity to their face? So like all of that is really super critical. And even asking patients like, are you a sweller? They know the answer to that. And so I think some of that is based on their diet and their high glycemic index, lifestyle. So when you look at a patient, are you screening for like, okay, is this a hard living girl? Is she always like hitting the bars, hitting the parties, smoking, vaping? Drinking, like, 3 nights out of the week and going to raves and all that out in the sun and the beach, Ibiza. So, like, that's our clientele very often, right?
Oh, yes, it's going to be different depending on where the practice is located, of course. But in busy cities, big metropolitan areas, this is often the case. And with that, oftentimes people are first seeking things like softening fine lines and wrinkles to the forehead, around the eyes, maybe doing some lip rejuvenation. And one of the things to consider is maybe have they had rejuvenation before? And how did they respond? Was their recovery okay? Or did they swell and bruise a lot? Or did they have an issue? The other questions that I ask are you generally sensitive to things?
The I'm
And
allergic to everything patient, yes.
oh, yeah, that's my mother. And also, are there any underlying autoimmune conditions?
So important, yeah.
And why that's actually more important than ever, and I published this data in my paper, actually in Canada, in 2019, deaths of unknown cause, which in that category is deaths from, say, autoimmune conditions that we don't really know much about right now, or someone passing away before having a diagnosis. So that doubled in 2019, that data set compared to the 6 years before, that was pretty stable. But then it doubled again in 2022, which is really significant. So what we should be looking at, in my opinion, based on the data sets, is our environment, our air, water, lighting, electromagnetic exposure, the quality of foods we're eating, and if we're eating and living in accordance to what our biology actually needs. So there's some tests for that. And then there's underlying things like yeast, fungi, mold, heavy metals, parasites, pathogens that
COVID,
we
all the
play into
things.
this.
COVID
All
might
things.
actually be very responsible for a spike like that because we know post-COVID exposure syndrome as well. I definitely feel like people's response to toxin and response to filler both can change after you have had any episodes of COVID, and even long-term exposures later in the future can be impacted. And a couple studies have shown that toxin dosing can, dramatically go up or be less effective. Like you can actually have less effect based on the previous toxin after your COVID exposure. Your immune system is just super highly primed, I think, in all those.
Yeah, it's almost like it's extra vigilant, right? So you can think of it with the toxic bucket. How full is that toxic bucket? So say, for example, you're experiencing a lot of fatigue, even a lot of brain fog, having difficulty forming coherent sentences. And Dr. K, I don't know about you, but when I encounter this, it kind of breaks my heart. These women are desiring to seek out rejuvenation, and they're usually actually seeking that out, oftentimes in perimenopause, menopause, after a breakup, a big life event.
In the
And we
period of stress, right in the middle of the stress, right?
absolutely. And this is that's the time when people typically seek rejuvenation. And so my angle is even before rejuvenation, and I'm really excited to be starting to see the shift in the industry. You were saying you heard about this kind of topic at an event with one of our trusted colleagues. So we're hearing more about it, but there's also something exciting to this.
I did a very interesting lecture at kind of a think tank where we were talking like the next level of what's coming in our industry. And, my focus was looking at the fibroblasts, which is the superhero of collagen production, and how there are many classes of fibroblasts. There's not just one. And there are many things that turn on and off fibroblasts. And most important is that they're bathed in the secretory associated proteins that are positive and anti-inflammatory and calming and soothing. So if your system is flooded with nicotine, cigarettes, smoke, UV, oxidative damage particles, it's hard for the fibroblast to go down the pathway of regeneration and collagen production and stability and calmness. It definitely wants to go down the path of flaring, firing up, putting out all the fires, and then going into a more fibrotic and scarred inflammatory type collagen, or just very much less collagen production and more survival repair mode. So,
Yeah. And that's actually a hormone thing too. So when we're more stressed out, the body secretes more adrenaline and cortisol.
What are the tests that you mentioned that people can consider getting done to try to figure out where they are in this inflammatory path, or how much oxidative stress is in their system?
There's been some test kits that have come on the market over the last couple of years, and the test kits really vary in regards to their privacy as well. So we're not just talking about the ones that you've been hearing about for the last 10 years. These are a little bit more sophisticated. And what they're doing is they're actually looking at biomarkers. They're looking at even what type of lifestyle could be conducive to supporting your biology. So for example, Mediterranean diet lifestyle works for me. You can take it a step further and then get insights as to things like if you have the MTHFR mutation, which a number of people do. And then you can do more sophisticated testing, which is actually looking at the stool and the epigenetics, the DNA expression of what's happening in your gut. And then there's different foods that you can eat to be more supportive of healthier epigenetic expression. So there's a couple of test kits that I have available on my biohacking page. So basically there's different genetic test kits. Those are typically saliva. And then there's the stool test as well. And I've done all of those and have made shifts in my own lifestyle. And I got to tell you, Dr. K, when I started in the industry in 2011, I actually feel like I look better and feel better now. And I'm doing less rejuvenation.
I have the same feeling, and actually my approach is to do a little less for myself these days. But like you, I've incorporated biohacking and bioregenerative therapies into our practice, and I really want to even innovate to the next level where when a patient comes for a consult, we first optimize their hormone levels. Maybe they're getting to be put on supplements, peptides, or IV drips. For sure, we're going to look at all those tests, nutrigenomics, and I do a hormone panel. I do a blood work panel as well. And I think if you don't kind of diagnose the whole person, aren't we missing the boat? I mean, just try
100%.
to prescribe the same treatment for everybody. Like, not everybody needs the same dose of Botox, the same dose of filler. The collagen biostimulators don't work equally in all people. So that concept of shouldn't we first be seeing them like clinically, like here's a diagnostic, here's what all your blood work shows, and then this is how to, we almost need to correct and like put them on a peptide regimen, put them on a hormone regimen before you can see the type of beautiful changes you want to see, right? That's a kind of what probably you and I have done for ourselves and that we need to now
100%.
teach our patients.
Yeah. And then our patients see us. And really, Dr. K, you and I are in this position of our patients coming to us and seeking information. Now, what's really great about you, Dr. K, which I admire about you, are your many different credentials and also your desire to learn about where the future of medical aesthetics is going. And a lot of practitioners actually don't have that propensity or the desire to learn where things are going. It's sort of like AI, as an example, like it's happening. And for those of us who have a grasp on it, we're going to kind of be able to get ahead of things.
I
And
so agree with you. And it's the same for medical school and like conventional medicine. Like people learn what they need to learn in med school, then they graduate, they get board certified, and then that knowledge bank is all that they look at for the next 10 or 20 years till they retire. Like maybe they do 5 or 6 hours of CME here and there. I think you have to do like 50 in California, but still, it means like you're going to 2 or 3 weekend courses. But you really have to be a person who dives into the literature, reads, and is up on the research and like wants to push the research and bring it into their own industry, right? So I love that you're doing that in your practice and with your patients. And I think this movement of biohacking is something that we need to take control of and bring it into our aesthetic practices, like bring it to people who are certified, credentialed, knowledgeable. Like there are many people in biohacking that I truly respect. And I'm learning so much from, but I also think there's also a lot of woo-woo, wacky science out there that's not real. That's very confusing to the consumer.
And it doesn't have to be expensive either. So you would have heard me say, okay, what are the key things we need to focus on? I think before buying a red light face mask or a red light panel or something else that's expensive to do something to support that does have some research to back it up, I think a better approach that everyone can start doing today is to focus on purifying air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and starting to eat the right foods. So that means no longer drinking tap water, switching to reverse osmosis in your home and your workplace.
Yeah,
I
done
mean,
that.
yeah,
Love it. Good.
air purification in our offices, in our bedrooms, in our kitchens,
Yes.
help with the VOCs when we're eating. I'm sure you've done
I
that
got
too.
that. HEPA filters everywhere.
Yeah. Most homes actually have mold, and
Yeah.
the number one way that the body can actually intake and absorb heavy metals is through the air. And when these particulates land on the skin, they actually can tell our keratinocyte stem cells to die faster.
Yep. Just like with a tree, like when the tree gets the bark gets kind of fungus and lichens and things, like you know, it's in its decay mode. And I think that triggers a whole pathway of decay for the cells on the surface of the epithelium.
And the lighting piece is also really key too. So typically I wear these big nerdy glasses that actually help to filter out blue light. And I have some red lights here in my recording studio, and I turn off any overhead LED lights after the sun's gone down and switch to different types of bulbs that emit more of the full spectrum of light, because the blue light actually reaches deeper in the skin than the UVA, the UV rays that we get from the sun. I think, Dr. K, the biggest thing is actually the electromagnetic piece and the electric field piece. Because of the blood flow issue, when we're on our phone for 5 minutes, we can see this through live blood analysis. The red blood cells start to stick together instead of bumping apart, because the electromagnetics, the positives and negatives, are a little bit off. The body becomes too positive, and then the blood sticks together, doesn't flow as well. And we do see evidence of more skin irritation, redness, and eye irritation with actually electric field exposure. So there's some things I do, such as grounding outside or sleeping in silver threaded bedding. But I think this is key. So even smartwatches, for example, you're having an electric field on you all the time. It's going to
I
impact your blood.
stopped wearing mine, and then I worry
Blood.
about people who are wearing Oura rings too. Like, I wanted to do all of that, but then I'm like, that's constant EMF running through my body all day, all night, like sleeping with it. I don't think I want to do that.
It's
But
refreshing to hear that you get this. And just a tip with the Aura ring is you can turn them on airplane mode.
oh, okay. That's good. And will it still record and pick up the data from the evenings?
Yes. And once you dock the ring, then you can look at your sleep metrics. And then,
Okay,
of course,
good.
eating in a more bio-individualistic approach with testing instead of guessing. That's why you'll never hear me say, this is the best diet for the skin. However, I will say that based on my blood type and testing I've done, a very high protein diet works very well for me.
It's very different for each person. The whole study of nutrigenomics, trying to understand what foods can your body break down and use the, the building blocks efficiently versus which foods jam you up and just turn you into an inflammatory cascade. That's pretty critical. And people don't realize that the reason they process caffeine differently or alcohol differently, or they have food intolerances, it all stems from your genetics and, like, evolutionarily, where your heritage is, what your culture is. Are you eating culturally correct foods that are in your bloodstream and in your ethnicity? Because sometimes those things also are huge. I really love what you're saying, like the nutrigenomics, the grounding. For people who don't know what grounding is, talk a little bit about that.
It's simply when you go stand barefoot outside. And
Sure.
again, we've seen, like, go to the beach, put your feet in the ocean. That's a great way to ground. Watch the sunrise or the sunset while you're at it too. And then you're getting a balance of your circadian rhythm.
And you mentioned that you saw an increase in side effects and complications in patients who did not have a good oxidative stress profile. Can you talk a little bit about what you saw and what were those side effects like?
Yeah, I would say, thinking of a dear client of mine who had fillers even a number of years ago. Now, this was one of the fillers that was more of a permanent filler. It's not on the market anymore. But actually, around the time when a lot of things were happening in the world, inflammation started to happen around that filler. So, the angle I like to take, because you and I both, Dr. K, let's be honest, we do rejuvenation. To do rejuvenation, actually, I've noticed this when I had fillers a couple of years ago. It's been a number of years since then. My HRV on my Oura ring actually tanked.
Really? And HRV stands for.
Heart rate variability. It's the measurement between your heartbeats, which actually is an indicator of recovery. So, what I learned from this is just my own personal experience, that even getting rejuvenation can fill up the toxic bucket. So that's why when you do rejuvenation, it's not when you look in the mirror and you feel like, what happened? It's more doing the lifestyle, doing the self-care. Focusing on your mindset is really key to knowing that you are beautiful, you are special, you are unique, you have beautiful things to offer the world to help make it a better place. Do those things first, do things that are constructive for you. And then when you're feeling good, I think that's the best time to then seek out rejuvenation. And I've seen this before. If someone comes to me, and because I've had clients fly to see me from across the globe for many years. That's actually why I started doing online stuff in about 2018. From France, Germany, Dubai, New York, California, Toronto, all over the place, seeing, this young 20-something-year-old nurse on the west coast of Canada on a small island. I knew that there was something different with the way that I cared. And with the industry, it's not just about doing a ton of things. It's actually about doing some very specific things and over time and having a customized plan. And Dr. K, even with, watching you for a long time and speaking with you, it's really about finding these trusted individuals that are truly going to care for you.
Very true. Very true. I love that idea of coming in when you're in a good frame of mind, which kind of goes along with just it's time to be the mature person who decides that you have these important goals in life and these standards you want to maintain for yourself, whether it's your health or your, vitality, your brain, your attractiveness, and then schedule those important appointments like on your birthday. Every year on your birthday, you schedule your physical, your mammogram, your dental, your eye check, your face fix, because this is how we should really like keep things scheduled. The busier we get, the more I realize if I don't schedule something, it's never going to happen. Whether it's a dinner or a birthday or a date or a mammogram. And then I put things off, and we do things in a scramble. So I want to encourage our patients. And this year we started a new kind of membership plan, which is it's called Stay with K. And I think it took so long for me to formulate what I wanted it to be. And it's been really successful because we don't want our patients running around town trying to find the cheapest thing on the block. We want them to stay here where we know them and where I can be responsible for your aesthetic, your beauty, and your appearance. And you can just stay with our office. And then we put you on the regular, like you're here every 4 months. It's kind of takes all the stress and decision making out of it. And I
And
think
I
that's
recommend that. In
so
fact,
important.
with my board certification as an aesthetic nurse specialist, I have to know how to identify body dysmorphia.
Yes.
And it's really sad when I see it. And I typically do see it in those individuals that go from clinic to clinic. Now, what's going on there? They're never going to be happy because they're not happy with themselves.
The pursuit of beauty. It's like you're really
Absolutely.
pursuing something else, right?
And perfectionism does not exist. However, persistence, dedication, and strategy do.
True. Now, what are some things like for collagen stimulators? I'm a huge fan of the collagen stimulator class of products like PLLA and calcium hydroxyapatite, also Sculptra or Radius for people who've heard those terms, and the new ones that are coming. How can we optimize our patients to get the biggest boost in collagen production? Because, like you said, I'll see some patients who do a lot of vials and have minimal response. Some people do very few vials and get a huge burst of collagen production. And much of it must be this, what is the environment of oxidative stress around them or their collagen production capacity? How do you optimize that?
There's so many incredible tools that we have in our toolkit. And again, if we're going to look at, okay, why does someone get better results than someone else? I would definitely be inclined to consider, like what you said, the oxidative stress status, the food quality, their pace of life. We're praised as women these days to be the busybodies and do it all. However, women, with the way that we are in our cycles, we push when we have a baby. And if we push throughout our entire lives, right, working the job, maintaining the house, having the kiddos, all this, doing all the things, keeping up with the Joneses, there is a time to recover. And this is a big principle in working out and also in biohacking. When we work out and our muscles are really sore, I've been working out quite a bit lately. I do things to recover, whether that's doing cold plunging. And I actually think that that's a really helpful thing. It's totally free. Take a cold shower for 30 seconds, go in the ocean if it's cold enough where you are, get a cold plunge tub where you are, put some ice in your bathtub, and start to train your vagus nerve and nervous system to actually adjust within a few seconds. And what that's going to do is really interesting. Stress is a sign of being alive. And things happen all the time, especially if you're an entrepreneur or you do a lot of things. There's always little small fires to put out. Now, what I think cold can do and what it's done for me is it's more upregulated, a different response with, say, maybe noradrenaline instead of adrenaline, which then increases cortisol. So I would be inclined to, which breaks down collagen and elastin at a faster rate. So I would be inclined to actually ask those questions of those patients who maybe didn't get the best result. What's going on in their lives? Are they very busy? Are they doing a lot? What are their stress levels like? And when we think about even things like eating a lot of meat, I eat a lot of meat. I follow a carnivore diet like 90 to 99% of the time. Stress actually, because of the adrenaline and cortisol, it really impacts our cardiovascular system and the lining of our blood vessels as well. So really the pace of your life, and also not to mention, we all want to be beautiful. Softening, slowing down are very beautiful feminine qualities. That's actually going to make you more beautiful.
I totally agree with that. I think I sometimes wonder why we ever decided that women should go to work. Like, what were we thinking? We were at home raising children in the garden,
It was
enjoying,
post-war. It was
right?
after World War
All
II.
post-war, but like, what the heck? Who convinced us that that was great to give up our sewing or knitting or hobbies or, having groups of women to come over to the home? And like, that's very hard to do anymore. Very, very, very hard.
I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of times other women will say to other women and men to other men, "Oh, you're looking really tired." Right? I
Yeah.
mean, I'm sure you've heard this. Patients coming to see us are like, "Oh, someone keeps telling me I look tired." I'm not tired. I feel great, right? One thing that I would like to share with everybody is, number one, if someone's saying something negative to you, it's actually a reflection of them. So brush that off your shoulder, because resilience is actually a key component to slowing aging and being in a more relaxed, regulated state so that you can overcome stressors. And the other facet to this is, if something has been bothering you for a while, say the lines to your forehead, crow's feet, sagging to the jawline, pigmentation, acne, acne scarring, if it's really bothering you and you've done the work that I've sort of talked about, I think then that's a time to connect with practitioners like us who can offer rejuvenation. But you have to, I think it's wise to sort of hum and haw over it and not do rejuvenation to kind of keep up with the Joneses. I see this a lot, and we see this on these reality TV shows. All of these women look very overdone. And actually, that can make people look older.
Yeah, they look very edgy and rough and angular,
Hard,
like harsh. They do have a
not
harsh.
feminine. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I love it that you have that same philosophy. What are the
Well, it's
things
the
that
psychology, actually. It's the psychology that is behind the desire to seek rejuvenation, which is to be accepted, which is to also build our community, which is actually a deep-rooted survival need. The more beautiful we are and feel, the more confident we're going to be to actually achieve our goals.
So true. I always lecture about that, and I sometimes start with the quest for beauty is not a vain one. It's really, truly like sometimes people feel like, oh, they're being vain, they're taking care of their face, and like there's so many that's so superficial. But the quest for beauty is art, it's love, it's happiness, it's all of the core critical things that make human existence, valuable. And it's a belonging, finding a place for yourself. So
The
this.
other facet to this is, say, for example, I had some hard news. Okay. Something happened in my life, which over this last month, a lot has happened. And I've really been able to see through taking care of myself, my resilience, which has actually built my confidence. But if, say, for example, I'm not having the best day, what I'll actually do is put a little extra time and attention in putting on a beautiful outfit, styling my hair extra beautiful, doing my makeup. And what that does is then I go and engage with people, and people say to me, "Oh, you look beautiful. I love your dress. It looks so beautiful." And so that picks me up, but I'm also sharing beauty with others as well. Or I could have had the woe is me victim mentality of, "All this is happening in my life. Oh my gosh, put on sweatpants, toss the hair up in a bun." not done any skincare or makeup or anything like that. And then people are going to look at you and be like, oh gosh, she's going through it.
That's so true. I can't. It's really funny that you said that because I wore this cute dress today because I was like a little like you, I'm going through it this month. And I was like, I need to show up for my staff and my people and put on my, like, it's like you're putting your armor on for the day a little bit.
I wouldn't say armor because that's again like that edginess.
Yes.
But I know exactly what you mean. It's like, okay, I'm gonna put something beautiful on. I'm gonna put my favorite necklace on, and I'm gonna do today.
Exactly. What are some practices that you do biohacking wise that you think are great for the audience to know in terms of supplements, peptides? We talked about some of the other core things.
Yeah, let's talk about peptides. So I'm in Canada, I can't get peptides
That's so sad. Yes. It's very hard in California too, let me tell you. We've had to reduce
Yeah.
a lot of places.
Yeah, I would say things like peptides, like BPC 157, which has data for inflammation, melanotan, which was initially investigated as a skin cancer drug, which then PT141 for libido enhancement for men was then derived because melanotan is the Barbie peptide. Actually not approved for use. However, a number of longevity clinics are doing it because what it does is it impacts inflammation, it impacts the central nervous system through the libido center. So getting the mind to get turned on, which then the body will follow suit. And it also suppresses appetite to a degree. And then it also enhances melanin production. So, of course, this is not medical advice. This is educational information only. Think you have a medical condition. You must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. Peptides are exciting for me. I think we're going to be seeing more of it. However, there's also some new information that I've come across that there's frequency options to upregulate certain things that we want to upregulate. So everything has a frequency. This linen dress that I'm wearing has a frequency. This coffee with a scoop of protein powder and collagen has a frequency to it. We have our own frequency. So that's also interesting as well, because 80% of our universe is actually made up of the ether. It's the fifth element, it's quintessence, right? We know this. You have a space background behind you, which is
Hmm.
hilarious. So I think it's great to get that space in between sorted out. That's kind of a more advanced layer. But what I do practically is when I go to bed, I get my workout in, I have a high protein meal, I take antioxidants and magnesium, and then I jump in my sauna, then I take my bath, rinse off all those toxins that I've detoxed, do my skincare, cleanser, moisturizer, cleanse. I usually like to exfoliate in the evening with a mechanical scrub, and then I'll put on my antioxidant serums, moisturizers, hyaluronic acid, eye cream, whatever I feel like. Maybe I'll even do a peel or things like dermal rolling or a retinol in the evening. And then I'll hop into my bed that actually has it's a cooling and heating mattress cover that also tracks my sleep. So it actually optimizes the temperature at which I sleep depending on my sleep stage and then gives me data. Similar to the Oura Ring, but it's like the Oura Ring with tracking the data, but it's also helping with sleep temperature. Red light before bed is also something I do. Have an air purifier in the room.
Nice.
But
What's the name of this mattress topper? I gotta look into that.
yeah, it's the Eight
Everybody
Sleep.
wants to know.
I've had the Eight Sleep. This is all on my biohacking page. I wasn't sure if you wanted me to mention brands or not.
Yeah, sure. Eight Sleep, it's called. Or how do
Yeah.
you spell that?
It's just the letter eight and
Oh,
sleep. You can
okay.
just find everything on my
Perfect.
biohacking page. So
Love it.
that's basically my evening routine. I will avoid scrolling because scrolling, if
Yes.
you're looking at constructive stuff, it's again elevating that adrenaline and cortisol before bed. So read a book. Do something constructive for your personal development. So my PM routine is pretty extensive, as you can tell, but sleep, if you're doing things that are actually supporting your biology, you should be able to see it in your sleep. And they don't call it beauty sleep for nothing, because that's actually the time when the body is essentially rejuvenating itself and your brain is actually getting a chance to flush out that cerebral spinal fluid and detox the brain. Our brain actually shrinks a little bit while we sleep and gets a bath when we're having restorative sleep.
Exactly. Well, those are all really great practices. And what are some emerging, technology or biohacking techniques that you think are interesting or exciting in relationship to aesthetics and skincare? Anything on the forefront or that excites you about, what you've seen at conferences?
I'd really like to reinforce the importance of the foundations first.
Yes.
Because our society is very much like, oh, bright, shiny object syndrome, get that. An ad for this, that, and the other thing on social media, get that. No, you need to have your foundations first. So, purification, air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, eating the right foods, doing some detoxing. You might have to do some specific dust tests to get to the underlying cause, but don't do detoxing before you've reduced the oxidative stress, because then there's Herxheimer's reaction from that, because you're detoxing and then the toxic bucket gets more full, and then that's hard on the system. However, I of course have access to anything and everything in the industry. So I use a lot of technology in my home to actually support more coherent energy. Again, this is getting to the space between stuff, right? Our body's electromagnetics. So it's really easy to kind of think about this for a second. When we're outside in nature, the earth gives off these really beautiful, coherent, smooth sine waves. And when we're inside and we're around technology, the wiring in our homes, appliances, cell phones, Bluetooth, we get this more scrambling of the sine waves. And those go through the body. And our body doesn't really love it. And I actually did a test on six people in a previous household before and after turning on a piece of technology that's with the geopathic stress and the sine waves and stuff like that. And actually, across the board, everyone had higher joule output. Now, what makes joules or energy in the body? It's the
Right.
mitochondria.
At the cellular level.
And the other thing with the mitochondria is after age 30, our NAD levels decline. And NAD is key because it carries these electrons along the membrane of the mitochondria, the electron transport chain, to then make ATP, which is the energy currency of the body. So then there's also that. But what I think is really cool is getting into more of the frequency side of things. And this is a little bit more abstract to conceptualize. And it's not about having blind faith in technology. That's also really important. But we can test and set a guess if this stuff is working through live blood cell analysis, through using different forms of technology that actually can look at your joule output, and also our sleep and hormones. So if those things are moving in the right direction, then that's a good sign that, something's constructive.
I think all of us have experienced sound waves and like that, exactly that idea of the frequency is changing how you feel and lowering anxiety levels and like those sound waves and the hertz that they put out, or different classical music versus brown noise. Like it has a real impact on brain function and cell function as a whole and throughout the body. There's so much we don't understand, but this has been really super fascinating. I think that this is kind of like the next phase of bringing together all these ideas and aesthetics and like how to incorporate that. So it's not just getting toxin fillers. It's definitely so much more to like healthy attractiveness and, looking good on the inside as
Well,
well.
lasers are fantastic too, right? I
Yes.
love lasers.
Light
Lasers are
energy.
great for everybody. In fact,
Exactly.
they carry the highest rates of litigation in the industry. So you do have to go to a trusted practitioner that has really good technology and has been properly trained.
Yes, light energy is really critical. I think lasers like mandatory. Every 2 years, you probably need a resurfacing that helps to regenerate and erase photo damage, fine lines, all of that. I'm a huge fan of lasers too.
Yeah, I'm about once a year for my biophotomodulation to basically use wavelengths of light to break down sun damage from enjoying the beautiful sunshine in the summertime. And also, there's an epigenetic component. Certain light bandwidths can actually support the expression, which is the epigenetics of our skin. And there's been a study on this with one technology in particular. But yeah, the resurfacing. If you have a couple of days of downtime, definitely I'd say once every 1 or 2 years. But then the thing with that too is those who have an elevated oxidative stress status or toxic buckets full, their downtime's going to be much longer. They're going to have more puffiness from it as well.
Yeah, that's so true. So I think those are w very wise words of wisdom from someone who's been doing aesthetics for a long time to start to notice these patterns and kind of, it's nice to have. It sounds like you have a practice where you see people very regularly and you've known them for like 5 years, 10 years. You really get to know an individual and then you can really help them with their overall health and their beauty and all the things you talked about are they're on the one hand very cutting edge and on the other hand, like you said, so foundational and basic. So I'm
Our
hoping.
ancestors used to do, right? We have to do
Right.
these things to basically mitigate what we're exposed to these days. And it isn't about being upset about it or being fearful of these things. It's about having the discipline and the strategy to really kind of employ these things because they're things that are, I think, important to do based on the fact that the autoimmune situation, deaths of unknown cause, keeps doubling year
Yeah.
over year. I mean, that's a huge signal for researchers to notice, which is what I noticed. So, but there's lots of great things we can do.
Well, thank you so much, Rachel. Where can everybody find you on your Instagram handle or other places that they can reach out?
Absolutely. I share a couple of really fun behind the scenes things to just kind of keep you motivated on my Instagram at Rachel Varga Official. And then theschoolofradiance.com is where you can find my podcast, which you're going to be on as well, Dr. K, the School of
Yay.
Radiance podcast. It's very much a show centered on helping you both look and feel your best. It's not just about skincare, it's not just about rejuvenation. Well, yes, that's there, but it's also the deeper layers, which is important to, be the most beautiful version possible. It's also going to require the most resilient, mature version of you too. And then on theschoolofradiance.com, you'll find my research, my biohacking page, and also ways to work with me because I support clients across the globe. I have done so for many years, one-on-one. I have tutorials. And then I also have the membership, which is really where I share the things that I do that I'm not very comfortable sharing publicly, but these things have really worked for me, which with huge beauty transformations in my own life, not only once, but actually twice.
Amazing.
Where I
Well,
look in the mirror and I'm like, how did that
I hope
happen?
for those of you who are just listening and not watching, I just want to tell you the visuals. She's very striking. She's got like a peaches and cream co complexion, and just like you look very beautiful and natural and elegant. So that's the visual. And there you have it,
You
guys. Thanks so much for tuning in with us today. I think that was a fascinating talk on all about the oxidative stress that we are put through just being creatures on this planet and how to survive it in a very multimodal, deep and foundational way. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing antioxidants, skincare products, and collagen powder, beauty greens, all the fun things that I use to stay optimized and bring down my oxidative stress load. That's all there. And injectors, those of you who are listening, we teach an online course that's Modern Aesthetic Theory and Artistry. It's 25 modules, everything from beginner basics to very advanced. And it's a great tribe where you can ask all your questions all the time. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Mwah.